Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. The jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin's Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory located in British Columbia, and this is K-Pop Cafe. Hello everyone, I am back. It's your DJ Jaden here. I'm really glad to have you guys back here. Let's make today's show amazing as always, so please make sure to stay tuned. And on the previous episodes, I announced the disbandment of some K-Pop groups a few times, and the groups that had to go through the disbandment were 2NE1 and Wonder Girls. And I think it's time for me to tell you that the group named SZA, whose songs we've listened to multiple times, have announced recently that they will disband pretty soon, which is a surprising news to every fan out there, including myself, because we never saw it coming. So, for those of you who don't know SZA, it is a female group consisted of four members, and they have been constantly releasing their hit songs, especially during summertime. So, if I were to list some of their hit songs, it would be Loving You, Shake It, etc., etc. So, before they finally disband at the end of this month, well, it is already the end of the month, but it will be sometime next week when they will be saying goodbye to the fans. They will release a farewell song for the fans, and I'll make sure to play that song next time. So let's start off with the two songs by SZA I mentioned at the top, Loving You and Shake It.
S-I-S-P-A-R SZA S-I-S-SZA SZA
Thank you. liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
All right, guys, we have a special guest on our today, and his name is Aiden. He's a very good friend of mine. Just finished his first year at UBC. I asked him the other day to come visit our show sometime pretty soon, and thankfully he is available today to join us here and have fun together. So everyone, please welcome Aiden!
Ooh, hello, hello, K-pop coffee lovers. My name is Aiden, and I'm also a member of CITR 101.9 FM, but I don't have a show yet because I'm a lazy person. But anyways, I'm going to second year UBC student, and I'm happy to be here today.
Yeah, thank you, Aiden, for joining us today.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
Yeah, it feels amazing to have you here with us. So, yeah, school's over, and it's been almost about a month since your summer has begun. Yeah. So tell me how it feels to finish your first year studying at UBC.
It feels good. Well, first of all, it feels really good. But then at the same time, it feels really bad at the same time because, like, I have nothing to do, right? I have nothing to do. I'm just staying at home, doing nothing, no work. And I feel like coming back to school to study, and I'm actually looking forward to next year, which is in September.
Right.
Yeah.
Then how's your summer been so far? Like, is there anything you're particularly doing nowadays, or do you have any plan to go somewhere pretty soon for a trip? Because you have more than about 3 months for yourself before you go back to school.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, trip-wise, no. I don't want to go to anywhere because, like, I went to New York last year.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right.
And then, I'm actually working out right now. And then
you are?
Yeah, I am. And then it makes me feel really good for myself, too.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. It's amazing. I love working out.
Yeah. I think it's because, like, when you work out, it's tiring, of course.
Right.
But if you rather spend your summer just, like, sleeping in every day, mm-hmm. then you feel lazy about it, then I don't know. I don't think that's not a really productive way of spending your summer, right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So it's cool. You're actually working out every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, every day, right?
Every day, pretty much.
Right. Well, I hope you're going to succeed with that plan for working out.
Thank you.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people, especially if they're students, if there's any Korean drama that they want to watch, they would normally put it aside until the school is over so that they can watch it during summer.
Right.
And that is the advice that I've been giving out to the listeners, too. If you plan to start a Korean drama, remember to make sure to start watching when you're not busy. Because K-dramas, God, they're really addictive. Like, yeah. I can say that from my personal experience.
Right.
And so is there any drama that you just recently finished?
Yes, but then before I talk about it, I have a personal advice for K-pop lovers, K-pop listeners too.
Oh, to us?
Yeah, because okay.
I'm excited to hear that. Yeah,
right?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, so during the midterm seasons, right?
Yeah,
I was addicted to Goblin.
Oh
and,
God!
Yeah, and
everyone was watching that drama.
Right, and then the bad thing about it was the drama was good, but then bad thing for me is because I rather watched that instead of studying. Right.
Oh God!
I know. So I was like laying on my bed. I was like, "Oh, I'm studying," but then I wasn't. I was actually watching it. Right. Yeah, and so I think I would have done better if I studied more. Yeah. Rather than watching it, but yeah, and then about your question, the recent drama I watched is called Tunnel, and I think you watched that too, right?
Tunnel, yeah, of course Tunnel. I watched it. It was really good.
Right. I loved it, and then I loved the actor too.
Yeah, it was really good. Like, I'm still kind of sad it finished.
Oh yeah, I know.
Right? Because, like, you know the drama Signal, mm-hmm. right? By any chance, like, have you seen that show?
Well, I watched that too.
You saw that show?
Yeah.
Right? Because, like, many people were worried that this drama Tunnel. Mm-hmm. Like, wouldn't be good enough because, like, people thought this would be just, like, another Signal, you know?
Right.
Like, because, like, the concept of time slip is kind of, like, the same.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, it became really popular, like, the Tunnel, and ended with a breaking record on the viewer rating because I believe it finished with 7.1%.
Wow.
I believe that's, like, the rating, highest record on viewer rating on OCN. Mm-hmm. So, did you like Tunnel over Signal by any chance?
That's a really hard question, but... Yeah.
I didn't watch Signal though. That's so, yeah.
Yeah. Even if I watched it, I love them both. But if I have to choose one of them, yeah. I would say Tunnel.
You would say tunnel. You would choose tunnel over signal?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Because I think the plot and everything was better than signal. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But yeah. I love them both.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you also like the actors better
than
the other one?
Yeah, I think I like the actors better in Tunnel more than the one that's from Signal. So
yeah?
I think that's the main reason why I like Tunnel better.
Mm.
Yeah.
Who was the guy in Signal?
Signal? I forgot his name. Lee Ji-hoon?
Right.
And the
who was the other guy? The older guy.
The guy from Myeongnyang. What's
Oh, wait, Cho Jin-young.
Cho Jin-young. Yeah, yeah. His acting is so good. He acts really well. But I think I like Tunnel better than Signal.
Right. Because like the both drama, they have the same concept of time slip.
Mm-hmm.
And in Tunnel, for Signal, I haven't watched it, so I can't really tell. So I'll ask you that question. So in Tunnel, the guy, he time slipped to the future.
Right.
From 86 to 2017.
He did.
Right. Because in Tunnel.
Yeah, in Tunnel.
Right. So he basically lives in the future, and then later on, he goes back to the past, right?
Yeah, he did.
Right. Back in the 80s, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Signal, does it happen like the same way that it happened in Tunnel? Because like, do they time slip to the future and past?
They do. But... They do? Through walkie-talkie.
Oh, okay.
So that's the thing. They so there's a guy from 2016 and a guy from 1986, I think.
Yeah.
And they actually talk over walkie-talkie. And it's not like you just turn it on, you can talk to each other.
Mm.
It's like there's a time, I think it was 10 p.m. or something.
Oh, okay.
And that's the time when they can communicate for like a minute.
Right. Oh, for a minute.
Yeah, for 1 minute. And then the guy from the past, he has to change it. He has to change the murder. So he can change the future. But then later what happens is he ended up like stopping the murders, and then he just became old, and then but like we didn't see him in the future,
right?
But then I think that's how it ended.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the guy in Signal, the two guys in Signal, they never get to meet up.
They don't.
Oh, so they just like talk on walkie-talkie, that's it?
Yeah, well, actually they did in the past because he was the kid, right?
Oh, the guy in the future.
Yeah, yeah, so the guy from the past, he said, oh, you will be able to help me in the future or something.
Mm.
Yeah, that's how they meet.
Right, oh, okay, so I guess that's the main key difference between Tunnel and Signal, because Tunnel, that's where the guy from the past and the guy in the future, they meet up in person and they solve the crime case together.
Right.
But in as opposed to that, Signal, they never get to meet up. They just like talk on walkie-talkie and they solve the case together.
Right, that's how it happened.
I see. Well, right. I will try to watch it too. Would you recommend that drama to me?
Oh yeah, I would. You should watch it like during the summer.
Yeah?
Like right now, yeah.
Yeah. Is it worth a try for all the our listeners too?
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay. There's about 20 episodes, I believe.
16, 20.
So around that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, then we'll continue talking about Korean dramas after we listen to some music, Aiden.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back in a second. Aiden is here with us today to have fun with us, so please make sure to stay tuned. Just a good news for you guys. So Twice is back with their new song called Signal. Signal, right? And it's currently ranked as number one place on music charts in Korea, sort of taking everywhere. As always, they always do it whenever they release their new songs. So we'll give that a try, as well as New Face by Psy.
Trying to let you know, sign을 보내, signal 보내.
Hey!
I must let you know, sign을 보내, signal 보내.
Sign을 보내,
signal 보내.
Sign을 보내,
signal 보내.
Sign을 보내,
signal 보내.
I must let you know,
sign을 보내, signal 보내. 근데 전혀 안 통해. 눈빛을 보내, 눈치를 주네. 근데 못 알아듣네. 답답해서 미치겠다. 왜 그런지 모르겠다. 정말 다시 한번 힘을 냈어. 사인을 보내, 시그널 보내.
눈짓도 손짓도 어떤 표정도 소용이 없네. 하나도 안 통해. 눈치도 빛이도 전혀 없나 봐. 더 이상 어떻게 내 맘을 표현해. 언제부터 나는 네가 좋아. 지기 싫다.
언제까지 이렇게 둔하게 내 친구로
하나씩 널 보내.
널 보면 웃으면 알아채야지. 오늘만 몇 번째 널 보며 웃는데.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam Nisiaya Thikum Queen Ansep Hydra CM Nisiam Nisiaya and the Skakulia Talitin Homasqueam Mustayo.
Welcome back, everyone. In case you guys missed out on the previous part of the show up until now, we are here with our surprise guest, Aiden, in the studio. So, Aiden, is there... Well, first, thank you for talking about Tunnel with me.
Yeah.
So, tell me if there's any drama that you're currently watching or thinking of watching soon.
Well, drama I'm thinking of watching soon is called San My Way in Korean.
Meaning, right?
Yeah, Fight for My Way, right, in English. Mm-hmm. And they star Kim Ji-won from Descendants of the Sun and Park Seo-joon from She Was Pretty. And I think it will be really good because I personally like both of them and I like both of their dramas.
Right.
Especially She Was Pretty because she was pretty. And I'm really looking forward to watch that right now.
Yeah. Are you going to wait for for the drama to finish so that you can like sum it together and then watch it at the end all at the same time?
Yeah. That's about me. I love waiting for watching for a drama to end and then watch from the beginning to the end, like marathon it, right?
Right.
Yeah, but then I would hate it if they have like a 1 week gap, like Tunnel.
Yeah, right.
Do you remember that?
I remember that, yeah. It was a painful memory of watching Tunnel. I loved it. I loved the show. Yeah. But like, I think it was like 2 weeks ago on May 13th. It was like a week before my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And they always stop at the right proper moment with the hook at the end. That's a problem of Korean dramas. So, like, there was a... Remember, like, for episode 13, the guy, Choi Jin-hyuk, the detective Park...
Park Kwang-ho.
Right? He went to a tunnel again, and then he fought with the guy. Mm. And then he time-sleeped back to the past, right?
Yeah. And then it just ended like that, right?
And they ended it like that. And with a sign on the bottom saying... We're going to have a break for 1 week, so we'll be back in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
For the next episode. And everyone was like, God.
God. But then one thing I liked about it is that Choi Jin-hyuk, I follow him on Instagram.
The actor?
Yeah, and then he had a picture, and he said that, please wait for 2 weeks, and they will be back soon.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and then like I was like, oh, yeah, that's kind of a actor that people would like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know that that's also like a part of a fan service.
Right.
Especially for like really, if you're really popular. If you don't, like, I mean, if you communicate through SNS, whether it be Instagram or Twitter, if you try to communicate with the people or your fans, it kind of shows your that you're making effort, personal effort to approach your fans.
And caring too.
Caring about them.
Right.
And then you... because like on Instagram, I saw it too.
Yeah.
And he said, I think he apologized for leaving 1 week.
He did.
Right. Yeah. Because I went on it because I really wanted to see what happened. And one good thing I found was that he also put some photos of filming.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Too.
He posted like a lot of them. And then I was like, oh, I'm looking forward to that. See that t-shirt.
Right.
So I can be like, oh, that's the scene. I
was Yeah. The guy when the picture where he was wearing a jean jacket, the blue one.
Yeah.
And that in the next episode, he was wearing that in that episode.
He did.
Yeah. So I guess he was kind of like hinting at the fans.
He did. Right. He did, yeah.
So yeah, it's good that he did it. Mm-hmm. Right. So yeah, I mean, it's good that you mentioned it because like the problem of watching dramas on a weekly basis is that, as you mentioned, we have to wait for the new episode coming out in next episode. Because normally in Korea, like when they have a drama, they always air 2 episodes per week.
Yeah, they do.
Right?
They
and do. They you know how they always finish with the hook at the end, making people want to watch the next episode.
Zooming into their face too, right?
Zooming into their face with the intense music.
Yeah.
Yeah, that. So something like that happens, and that's a major hook. I think they're doing a really good job on it.
Yeah.
But for us, for fans,
it's
painful.
It's painful.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. It's like thing about the tunnel. We had that trauma for waiting for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. Okay then. Well, out of all the dramas you've seen, Aiden, which ones have you enjoyed the most? Like, could you name like 3 if possible, or you could name more?
Okay. Well, I watched a lot. One. I would say Goblin, because other people loved it too.
Yeah.
Second, I would say Uncontrollably Fond.
Mm.
And the third one would be Tunnel.
Tunnel?
Yeah, as we talked about it.
Right.
Yeah, Tunnel was really good, yeah.
Right. Well, what was the Korean title of Goblin again?
Dokkaebi.
Right, that's the one with...
Gong Yoo and Kim Go-eun.
Right. Oh, the guy. Right.
Yeah.
Right. And Uncomfortably Fond was by...
There was Suji.
Right.
From
Miss A.
Yeah, Miss A.
Yeah.
And Kim Woo-bin.
The guy from The Heirs, right?
Yeah, yeah. And the other ones too, yeah.
Mm, okay. Yeah, because I talked about Uncomfortably Fond on, I think, on my first episode of
the show. I think I heard of that too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, we talked about that. Our listeners know about that too. Mm-hmm. But Goblin, I don't... Oh, right, I played some soundtracks.
Oh, you did?
Oh, sure, yeah. I mentioned that drama a few times, but it was before it finished.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I still haven't watched Goblin. Would you recommend that to me too?
Oh, yeah, I do. It was... Yeah? It's kind of confusing too, because it's like historical too.
Right.
But then, at the same time, it was really good. So, I really recommend it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Then could you recommend any good Korean drama for us? Because I know that you like watching K-dramas.
Mm.
So you must know many Korean dramas that are worth a try, right?
Right. Well, personally, I like number two. So I'm just going to choose the second one that I mentioned earlier out of three dramas. Oh, it will be Uncontrollably Fond.
Wait, is this because you're a huge fan of the guy?
Yeah, well, I mean, okay, so this is the thing. I personally enjoyed it because, so there was this one scene where he just got out of the shower, right? Flexing his arms and such, and then, like, I was super amazed because, like, before, he was the ultimate ojobi, even 5 years ago.
Mm. What's ojobi?
Ojobi is, like, a person with narrow shoulders.
Okay.
Like I was before.
Like a small fit?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And then I was just like, wow, he became okgang, which is abbreviation of okkegangpae, which means he has broad shoulders.
Like shoulder gangster?
Yeah, shoulder gangster.
Yeah.
And after watching this drama, I became passionate about working out, and I think that's the reason why I'm working out right now, right? And then just by looking at slowly getting to his kind of fit, it makes me really proud of myself.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and anyway, and the drama, Hamburo Ettage, which is Uncontrollably Fond, is about a superstar who is also an actor and a singer named Shin Junhyung, which is Kim Woo-bin in this case, whom has received the news of his terminal illness and happens to live for less than 6 months.
Right.
So the story goes like this. Okay, so he had a girlfriend back in high school, and because of this one incident, they happen to break up. And they happen to not see each other for a while.
Yeah.
For years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the drama is about depressing, tragic love of these two people. Because they got to meet up, but then, you know, he has a terminal illness.
Yeah. Right. Now, I'm going to ask you in that drama if the guy played by Kim Woo-bin, I'm going to ask you if the guy at the end dies or not. But I'm not going to ask you that right now because our viewers are going to watch that too.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll watch it too, so don't spoil the fun for us. Okay, so I'll take some song recommendations from you, Aiden.
Yeah.
Could you name me two songs you would want our listeners to give a try? Because this is time we can sort of like get a chance to figure out your music taste.
Yeah. Well, I'm a bias of MC Mong.
MC Mong, oh yeah.
Yeah, so I would say Black Hole by MC Mong.
Black Hole by
and Eddie Kim's You Are So Beautiful, which is 이쁘다니까.
Right. That's the one from...
Goblin.
Goblin.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because I know the soundtrack, so I just haven't watched the show. Okay. Okay. Then let's give them a try. Black Hole by MC Mong and You're So Beautiful by Eddie Kim.
Kedaro inna, 정말 난 그대로 인나, 내 이름이. 새끼는 우리 참 나쁜 새끼야. 매번 엔딩은 검게 끌리고 끝나. 아니 꽃밭을 싹 불태워야 끝나. Responsibility 책임감 어디 판거니 그렇게 읽고도 웃음이 나냐 말이다. 시간을 끌든지 연락을 끊든지 해. 그거 알아 이별은 연습이 불가능해.
거품 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 거품
기억 속에 사라질 거품.
고개를 끄덕 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 끄덕
서로가 애매해 별의 중독. 서로의 damn way of bullshit 돌이킬 수 없이 꺼져버린 bullshit. 강렬한 감정에 휩쓸려 사랑할 때 우린 조심했어야 해.
나도 꼭 참아볼게. 가슴이라도 견뎌볼게. 아직도 그대로인데 정말 난 그대로인데 내일이면 다시 볼 것만 같아.
우리 빨리 들어가 블랙홀. 사랑이 자리 날뽀도 끝내 맘 속에서 다시 그대와 살고 있어. Oh, oh, 빨리 들어가 블랙홀. 사랑이 자리 날뽀도 끝내 맘 속에서 다시 그대와 살고 있어. Oh, oh.
눈물이 나.
가볍고 너도 그래. 충분적이고 가볍고 나도 그래. 우린 빨리 들어가 The Black Hole. 빨리 들어가 The Black Hole.
나를 울리지 마.
자꾸 물어보는 너 늘 확인하고픈 너 같은 말 해줘도 매일 말해줘도 왜 계속 물어 입술이 말라오래 또 식은땀이 흐르네 또 정답은 알지만 네가 듣고 싶은 말 싶은 말 나를 시험하는 말 너 정말 이쁘다 이쁘다 이쁘다니까 왜 내 말 믿지 않는 건데 왜 말하고 말하고 아무리 말해도 안 한 듯한 너의 그 표정 말 수가 없어진 너 더 불안해지는 나 매일 같은 퀴즈 반복되는 게임 난 항상 술래 머리를 새로 했나 오 손톱이 바뀌었을까 오 감이 오질 않아 네가 듣고 싶은 말 그 듣고 싶은 말 힌트도 없는지 너 정말 이쁘다 이쁘다 이쁘다니까 왜 내 말 믿지 않는 건데 왜
Tune in every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. for the Community Living Show. Join hosts Michael, Kelly, and friends every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM and streaming online at CITR.ca. Because you've got a friend in community living and CITR.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory located in British Columbia, and this is K-Pop Cafe. Hey, Jaden.
Aiden.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, Aiden. I'm Jaden.
If you could you recommend me or us a good Korean food for us?
Oh, yeah. Tteokgalbi. It's my ultimate.
Oh,
favorite.
The grilled... rib patty.
Yeah. Oh god, I love them.
Yeah.
It's traditional food, like Korean traditional food.
Right. Yeah.
But then, when I think about Korean food, despite the fact there's like, what is that, bibimbap and other things, I think the major thing is the tteokgalbi.
Tteokgalbi. Yeah.
Because I love meat.
Right. Is there any festival or traditional occasion where you guys eat? Because normally I remember eating at Daesa.
Yeah, they
or
do.
Or something like that. Yeah. Or Thanksgiving Day in Korea.
Thanksgiving. And maybe New Year's? I don't remember.
New Year's?
Yeah.
Because like normally it's... I guess people can eat it on a regular basis. But right. Normally, tteokgalbi, people would eat it on special occasions nowadays, right?
Right. But the thing is, I haven't eaten it for a couple years. So I forgot when you have to eat it. Yeah, but then I think it's just on holidays, major holidays.
Right.
That's what I remember.
Yeah, and also because living in Canada, it's kind of hard to find tteokgalbi in other places, right? Because normally if you go to... is there any Korean restaurant that you like to go in Vancouver?
Sura.
Yeah, is there your go-to place?
Sometimes. And then the ones from Lohit, because Lohit is like Korean town, right? So I go there often. There's like Jeju-do and other places.
Yeah, right. And they would serve like samgyeopsal or...
Samgyeopsal, meat in general. And then there's like bibimbap, other Korean food. Just the regular ones, like stew.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I like kimchi.
Kimchi? Yeah. Oh, wait. Let me guess. Your favorite food.
Yeah.
Is it kimchi buchimge?
No.
No?
No, it's kimchi jjigae.
Oh, okay.
Kimchi stew. But, you know, kimchi buchimge, that's one of the favorite ones that I love.
All right.
Yeah, but like kimchi buchimge, I talked about it too, because on our show...
Exactly, that's why I said... that's why I mentioned it, but never mind, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Like, we talked about kimchi pancake. Yeah. The other day on the previous episode, because we have on the show, we have a section where we talk about Korean food. So kimchi buchimge, I like to eat it, especially when it rains outside.
Oh yeah, and with makgeolli.
Makgeolli, it's like the best.
Mood and everything. Mood, so I have a question for you actually.
Yeah.
Who makes the best kimchi buchimge?
My mom.
Your mom?
Yeah, my mom.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to try it. My
dad. He's really good. He's a really good cook too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, I don't know. For my dad, I like the one that he makes.
Yeah.
It's just like he uses too much oil.
Can you next year?
Yeah.
So like during the school time, can you like ask your parents to package? So I can try.
You want to try the ones?
Or let me go over to your house.
You want to come over?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any food, Aiden, that you like that's made with kimchi, by any chance?
As you mentioned, kimchi jjigae.
Right,
And kimchi buchimge. Despite all of them, I like kimchi bokkeumbap.
Kimchi bokkeumbap.
I make the best kimchi bokkeumbap.
The fried rice?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you hungry?
Because kind of. Yeah. We should go for lunch after the show is over.
We should. Oh, I haven't eaten anything today, though.
Yeah. Oh, wait. You didn't have breakfast?
I did, but then small bite of cake.
Just a small bite of cake. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, kimchi, I've tried your kimchi bokkeumbap the other day.
Yeah, you did.
I have tried it.
Yeah, with cheese on it, right?
Yeah, I like cheese.
And so this egg, fried egg.
Eggs on top. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Because I tried two variations of kimchi fried rice that you made. Like the one with fried egg on top
and
double
cheese.
It. Cheese on top.
Right.
I personally like the cheese one better.
Is that the reason why? I don't know. I think a lot of Koreans love cheese.
Mm.
So even if you go to Korean restaurants and they like you order something like takgalbi,
yeah,
which is like chicken,
like
food.
Pan fried.
Yeah, yeah, and
chicken,
then at the end they always put rice on it, and then they stir and make the fried rice, right?
Right.
Yeah, and then they even like put cheese on the top.
Mm.
Yeah. So I think it's all about Koreans. Like they love cheese.
Right.
Yeah, and I love cheese too.
Yeah. 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 Because like because I know you like watching cooking shows.
Yep.
And there's a show that we watch every week, like 냉장고를 부탁해.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What is it in English?
Take care of my fridge, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, that. Yeah. 냉장고를 부탁해. Like with the chefs over there. But yeah, because like, I love food.
Yeah, I love food too.
Yeah. And I also like to watch people cook.
Yeah.
But I can't cook.
I know. I tried your food before and it was unbelievable.
Hey, get out of the studio.
Yeah, but yeah, yeah. Yeah, I love that show too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Right. Okay. We'll be back shortly after we listen to some music here.
Hey, boy. Show me your love. You and I. Good morning. 안녕 좋은 아침이야 내 하루 너의 미소처럼 더 밝게 빛나 너를 만나고 난 뒤 모든 게 달라져서 장마 같던 내 일상이 너란 무지개가 떴어 느린 걸음걸음 맞춰주는 네가 좋아 우리 둘의 사이 거리를 좁혀주는 네가 좋아 You and I 닮은 점이 많아 티 없이 맑게 웃는 미소까지 두 전부 다
You and I 시작해 사랑할 시간이 내겐 모자라
I wanna be a lie 널 보면 신이 나서 노래 불러 랄라 시니컬해도 너는 멋져 쿨한 네 매력에 빠져버렸어 설레발일지 모르지만 나와 같이 매일 이길 바래 너와 함께 하고 싶어 매 순간 오죽 너랑 관계는 싫어 사랑을 확인시켜줘 난 네 옆에 있고 싶어 Play I am go sick 네가 어디 있어도 나는 너를 찾을 수가 있어 네가 좋아서 그러지 부담스럽게 했단 미안 근데 난 너를 참을 수 없어
You and I 시작해 사랑할 시간이 내게 모자라
A large man wearing green pants grabbed a woman by the hair and slammed her face into the glass window of a fire extinguisher case. He pulled her head back and hit her again, continuing to do so until the glass broke. The woman sustained deep cuts all over her face and eventually became unresponsive. The man then released his grip and she fell to the floor. This is a scene from an Emmy Award-winning cartoon. If we want violence against women to stop, shouldn't we stop treating it like a joke? Join the conversation at hashtag not okay.
Aiden?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's time to start wrapping up today's show.
What? Already?
Yeah.
It's like, it's almost two now.
I know. Yeah. Well, before you leave, we'll let you choose our closing song for today.
Yes.
So, which one do you want us to play?
Well, okay. First of all, the reason why I'm choosing this song is because I know that I'll be back. I'll be back, right? The song I wish you guys didn't play is I'll Be Back by 2PM. I know, it's scary now, right? I will be back.
너가 생각해도 어렵지?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, then we'll leave you with I'll Be Back by 2PM. It'll be then followed by Dark Lipstick by Frank Love from the album Best of Luck. Thank you so much, Aiden, for joining us today.
Yep, thank you so much for having me.
Make sure to stay tuned for upcoming shows on CITR 101.9 FM. That will be amazing. So thank you so much for listening to K-Pop Cafe today, and have yourself a wonderful day. Goodbye, guys.
I'll be back. 넌 다시 나를 찾을 거야. 그때 다시 내가 올 거야.